Go through some of the zmanim of Halakhas Neiris. Let's work with going through the day where the different zmanim would apply. So the first zman which comes up is Plaga Mincha. The person can never light before Plaga Mincha. So Erev Shabbos, the person has to light before Shabbos, obviously, because he cannot light in Neiris on Shabbos. The earliest you can light is Plaga Mincha. The two ways to calculate Plaga Mincha, you should ask the local Orthodox rabbi which calculation you follow. There's more than two ways, but there's two basic ways to calculate. The next is also relevant. Plaga Mincha is also relevant in the case of a person has extenuating circumstances and he can't light later on. He's allowed to light from Plaga Mincha. So that's the earliest one which comes up. The next one which comes up is Shkia. By Shkia, there's a Machlokes. When is the preferred time to light? Is it Shkia or Tzeis HaKechavim? The Rambam says Shkia. So according to the Rambam, the person should light by Shkia. The next time which comes up is Tzeis HaKechavim. However you calculate your Tzeis HaKechavim, the Shulchan Aruch says the person should light by Tzeis HaKechavim. There is one suggestion based on the Mishagura to light somewhere in the middle between the two and possibly be close enough between the two of them that you'd be good to both shittas. The next Zman which comes up after that is 30 minutes after Tzeis HaKechavim. The halacha is that it's relevant that when you light, whenever you're lighting earlier, it has to last at least till 30 minutes after Tzeis HaKechavim. So however you calculate Tzeis, whatever opinion you follow for Tzeis, you would add 30 minutes to that. That's how long your neiros have to last, which means at the time that you light, you have to have enough fuel in the menorah that should last until 30 minutes after Tzeis HaKechavim. It also means we did it the Gemara. The Gemara says that the time to light is continued from until 30 minutes after Tzeis HaKechavim. The Zman, the Gemara, is a tikkun regel min hashuk. So they light outside in Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to light at a time when people are still in the street. The Gemara gave the time for that is 30 minutes. 30 minutes after Tzeis HaKechavim. This is also relevant a person's lighting later on in the night. Well, that's no longer an issue, but the neiros have to last for at least 30 minutes. Whatever time you're going to be lighting, you're lighting 1 o'clock in the morning, your neiros have to last at least for 30 minutes. If you're lighting earlier, they have to last for at least 30 minutes after Tzeis HaKechavim. Let's say a person's not light by any of these times, not by Plag, not by Shkia, not by Tzeis, not within the first 30 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch says a person would continue to light for the rest of the night. Now, what does it mean for the rest of the night? There is a Marshal that says until Chatzos. A person should light before Chatzos. The Magen Ram disagrees with that. The Mishabur does not bring the opinion of the Marshal. So even after Chatzos, a person continues to light until Alos HaShachar. However, to light until Alos HaShachar, there's an opinion which the Magen Ram brings. It's only if you have the Bnei Abayis present that you're being mefarsim the halakha to members of the household, not just to yourself, but to the members of the household as well. So Mishabura says, according to that, when a person would have to light very late, he came home very late, and he's lighting very late, a person should awaken some members of the household to be able to light with a bracha. The Mishabura brings in the Shaar HaTzion from the Chemin Moshe. The Chemin Moshe says that you do not need to do so, because that would mean, theoretically, according to that, if a person was a single individual, he would not light with a bracha. And that's not true. In the Igros Moshe, passes like this Chemin Moshe, that a person... It comes back late until Alos HaShachar, a person can light with a bracha, even if nobody else is awake. Have a good morning.